This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition, the day after the election. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and our room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch by going to the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, our good friend Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, it's time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we are waiting for the president to come out in the White House and make some comments about what it is that's going on. We are literally stuck in limbo right now, and I do mean limbo, with Joe Biden at 238 electoral votes and Donald Trump at 213. Did you ever think we would see something like this?
No, I really didn't, Captain. I think, like a lot of people, we were expecting something a little bit more decisive. However, that being said, we've got the hang-ups on calling some of these states like Georgia, North Carolina, and Michigan, for example. And as we get down into the nuts and bolts of it all, they're talking about, well, there are these different counties that might have more votes that are going to come in. A lot of it comes down to those mail-in ballots that may not have, the, you know, that have to be counted later. The very bulk of them causing this kind of problem. So, and again, the traditional models just don't seem to apply, and that's why they're being reluctant on calling them. But it sure is causing a lot of consternation, and especially with the call for Arizona and the White House, of course, very vehemently objecting to that earlier tonight, Captain.
Well, and they very well should, because we're sitting here with 16 electoral votes in Georgia, where the president has a nice, comfortable lead that should be called for the president. However, get this. They sent the tabulators home a little while ago, so they can't count the votes.
Exactly right. Yeah, we heard that earlier. And here we are in Georgia, at least at last count. We're sitting there at, 50.7 to 48.1.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like 93% of the precincts reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, it's you got to do some pretzel maneuvers, I guess, not to call it by this time. But, again, all these states, Captain, are states that President Trump seems to be leading in at this point, and if they were called, might help him get to that magic 270 number.
Right, and our friend Dave up in Indiana is chiming in saying, good morning, Captain and friends. I hope God is with us tonight. USA, USA, USA.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and of course, we're going to be waiting on Nevada to be coming in as well. But they're at this point, Captain.
Yeah, but Nevada has suddenly taken a turn to the left, and
that's right.
It's definitely leaning in the Biden category here. Let me go and take a look real quick here. Nevada, let's see here. Where are we? Nevada, 50.3% to Trump's 47.7. The difference is 29,000 votes favor advantage to Biden, 67% of the vote in. But up in Wisconsin, we have a situation up there where that is a pink state right now because the president is at 51.3, Biden's at 47.2, advantage by some 80,000 votes is to Donald Trump with 90% of the votes in. Don't understand why that couldn't be called. Then we've got Michigan. Michigan is an 8.2% advantage. Donald Trump is up by 300,000 votes with 68% of the vote in. Both of those could be called. That's 10. Let's see. That's 10. That's 26 on top of the 213. That gives them 239. Technically, give them a one delegate lead over Joe Biden right there. Pennsylvania, we realize, isn't going to come in right away. North Carolina, we realize, probably isn't going to come in right away. He's up by 1.4% there. And in terms of the vote, he's up by 77,000 votes. That's 15 delegates. That would put him up 250, let's see, 230, what did I say, 236, 239, plus that would give him 15 more, that would give him 254. And then here's the 16 votes to give him 270 without Pennsylvania. That would be Georgia, where he is up by 2.6%, and he has a lead of some 84,000 votes right now with 93% of the votes in.
That's exactly right. And so at best case, we might know something later this morning by 11 or 12 p.m.
Well,
perhaps, but
yeah.
That may be the best case.
But again, talking with our friend Bill Bunker, who's sitting right here. Bill, you thought we'd be, what, Friday or something like that?
Yeah, well.
Oops, wait a minute. Let me. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm looking at is we're heading into the lawyers. And it's going with because of the high count of the Electoral College for Pennsylvania, that's 20. Where we're at here, that certainly Pennsylvania is the big prize.
Okay.
And there's no doubt that we're probably going to see them taking their full 3 days.
Okay. Well, folks, you got to take a break. We'll be coming back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, Bill Bunkley. We're waiting for the president to come out and give his speech. He hasn't done it yet. When he does, we'll go directly to the president live and in living color. Okay. Be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And don't forget, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team at Relief Factor, gave me a website so I can share with you a product that I've been using for going on 5 years that works for me. And I'll tell you what, if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip pain, knee pain, or just general muscle aches and pain from your everyday job or whatever it is that you've been doing, then I suggest you try the 3-week Quick Start's only $19.95. That's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain like they did me. And then after that, you just use it for a little therapy and a little relief and whatever you need to have, because it works. That's all I can tell you. It works. Now, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try. $19.95 is all that it costs. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I'm going to go real quick to some callers that have been hanging on the line here. And callers, you got to make this quick because I'm waiting on the president to come on. So, Todd in Tampa, what's up?
Here's what's up here. Here's what we're going to say here. As a spokesperson for the American people, on behalf of the American people, I want to thank everyone for my victory this evening. I got the Georgia vote. I got the North Carolina vote. I'm up 70 or 700,000 in Pennsylvania. I got that vote. I won in Ohio. I won in Michigan. And there's no way. And I did send Giuliani to send a brief to the Supreme Court not to allow any votes after the third. But I won decisively. And I want to thank the American people. And God bless you. And let's get to work and make America great.
Okay.
Again,
thank
that's
you.
Donald Trump, and that's what we
thank
say today.
Thank you very much. That's Todd in Tampa. I appreciate that. Okay, now let's go to caller number two. This is Mike in Clearwater. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor.
Make it about a minute because I'm waiting on the president.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Something doesn't smell good in Georgia and Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Wait. Hold on.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
It seems like in Georgia, valid vote counter sent home.
Yep.
Pennsylvania, invalidate ballots.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Something's going on, Captain. You know, I would rather have a clean election, but I think, unfortunately, we're in for a fight.
Yep.
I want to hear what the professor has to say.
All right. Well, thanks very much. I appreciate that. And that's Mike in Clearwater. Okay. One more caller. Let's go to Scott up in Kentucky. Oh, wait a minute. No, this isn't the president yet. Okay, Scott in Kentucky, you got about a minute, and it looks like the president's coming out.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry. It just proves that every vote counts, and it's a privilege to vote. It's not a right. So, anyways, get out there, you know, for the next election or whatever, even if it's for dog catcher or something, vote, because it is a God-bless-given gift.
Oh, we got to go because here comes the president. Thanks very much, that's Scott in Kentucky. And, Kyle, you hang on because here comes the president, and we're going to go live right now to the president who's stepping to the podium with Melania by his side. Mike Pence and his wife are there, too. So here we go.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Please sit. Thank you. This is without question the latest news conference I've ever had. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. And I want to thank the American people for their tremendous support. Millions and millions of people voted for us tonight. And a very sad group of people is trying to disenfranchise that group of people. And we won't stand for it. We will not stand for it. I want to thank the First Lady, my entire family, and Vice President Pence, Mrs. Pence, for being with us all through this. And we were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good, such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it to support our incredible movement. We won states that we weren't expected to win. Florida, we didn't win it. We won it by a lot. And we won the great state of Ohio. We won Texas. We won Texas. We won Texas by 700,000 votes, and they don't even include it in the tabulations. It's also clear that we have won Georgia. We're up by 2.5% or 117,000 votes with only 7% left. They're never going to catch us. They can't catch us. Likewise, we've clearly won North Carolina, where we're up 1.4%. Or 77,000 votes with only approximately 5% left. They can't catch us. We also, if you look and you see Arizona, we have a lot of life in that. And somebody declared that it was a victory for, and maybe it will be. I mean, that's possible. But certainly there were a lot of votes out there that we could get, because we're now just coming into what they call Trump territory. I don't know what you call it, but these were friendly Trump voters, and that could be overturned. The gentleman that called it, I watched tonight, he said, well, we think it's fairly unlikely that he could catch. Well, fairly unlikely. And we don't even need it. We don't need that. That was just a state that if we would have gotten it, it would have been nice, Arizona. But there's a possibility, maybe even a good possibility. In fact, since I saw that originally, it's been changed, and the numbers have substantially come down just in a small amount of votes. So we want that, obviously, to stay in play. But most importantly, we're winning Pennsylvania by a tremendous amount of votes. Yeah. 600. Think of this. We're up 690,000 votes in Pennsylvania. 690,000. These aren't even close. It's not like, oh, it's close. With 64% of the vote in, it's going to be almost impossible to catch. And we're coming into good Pennsylvania areas where they happen to like your president. I mean, it's so we'll probably expand that. We're winning Michigan. I'll tell you, I looked at the numbers. I said, whoa. Wow, that's a lot. By almost 300,000 votes, and 65% of the vote is in, and we're winning Wisconsin. So we're winning. We don't need all of them. We need, because when you add Texas in, which wasn't added, I spoke with the really wonderful governor of Texas just a little while ago, and Greg Abbott, he said, congratulations. He called me to congratulate me on winning Texas. I mean, we won Texas. I don't think they finished quite the tabulation, but there's no way. And it was almost complete, but he congratulated me. Then he said, by the way, what's going on? I've never seen anything like this. Can I tell you what? Nobody has. So we won by 107,000 votes with 81% of the vote. That's Michigan. So when you take those three states in particular, and you take all of the others, I mean, we have so many. We had such a big night. You just take a look at all of these states that we've won tonight, and then you take a look at the kind of margins that we've won them by, and all of a sudden, it's not like we're up 12 votes and we have 60% left. We won states, and all of a sudden, I said, what happened to the election? It's off. And we have all these announcers saying, what happened? And then they said, oh, because you know what happened? They knew they couldn't win. So they said, let's go to court. And did I predict this, Newt? Did I say this? I've been saying this from the day I heard they were going to send out tens of millions of ballots. I said exactly, because either they were going to win, or if they didn't win, they'll take us to court. So Florida was a tremendous victory. 377,000. Texas, as we said. Ohio. Think of this. Ohio, a tremendous state, a big state. I love Ohio. We won by 8.1%, 461,000. Think of it. Almost 500,000 votes. North Carolina, big victory with North Carolina. And so we won there. We lead by 76,000 votes with almost nothing left. And all of a sudden, everything just stopped. This is a fraud on the American public.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he feels good about where things stand in the presidential election.
Look, you know, we could know the results as early as tomorrow morning, but it may take a little longer. As I've said all along, it's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare who's won this election. That's the decision of the American people. But I'm optimistic about this outcome.
election results continue to roll in, but President Trump is nevertheless claiming a big win. The president winning major battleground states like Florida and Ohio, but a number of states are still too close to call. Some of the states too close to call include Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
They're getting into Trump territory, is what the president said, and that was called for Arizona.
Yep.
He went on to talk about Michigan. They're ahead by 300 votes. Again, not called. He talked about they're winning in Wisconsin. He referred to Florida as a tremendous victory, both here and in Ohio. And basically, this is going to be the headlines. The president has just said, this is a fraud to the American people.
Yep.
To the American public, we will not let this stand. And he has called tonight. I think even Todd might have mentioned his calling in. The president made it very clear that we're going to, he's going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now we must look to Jay Sekulow and Rudy Giuliani, who will lead that team.
All right, and I want to welcome everybody back on the coming back here to the network, and welcome to everybody. We have been listening to the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States. We played the continuous conversation that they had in the White House, and folks, we have got history in the making once again on the Third Watch. Here we are, the Captain's America Third Watch, Kyle, and we're in the middle of a historical event.
Well, absolutely, Captain. Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me how news does break out on the Third Watch. I think it's probably just for you, the Captain, when all these things happen. But I'll tell you this much. Earlier, yesterday, we've got to get our timing straight here. Yesterday, when Joe Biden, you know, it was very dramatic. They had the big motorcade, and they motorcaded over to the parking lot where they had the car rally set up.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out, and Joe Biden basically just says, you know, we feel very good of where we are right now. But the president comes out, and he's got all these different totals.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually talking directly to the American people, so the American people understand that, yeah, something fishy sounds like it's going on here. If you're up by 700,000 votes, for goodness sakes. And really what the president has done, Captain, is he has essentially done something that the Biden campaign was making these big warnings about. The president can't go out and declare victory. Well, he kind of just did, and he threw that, you know, sort of overly dramatic motorcade thing of Joe Biden right back in his face. this president isn't backing down at all. And, yeah, the fight is on. That's for sure.
Well, let's talk about Arizona for a minute, because they did call Arizona very early. Right now, the advantage in Arizona goes to Joe Biden with 130,000 votes. He is up by 3.9%. But the votes that they are counting are coming from the rural areas of Arizona, where the president is getting through 2 and 3 to 1 in terms of the votes right now.
Well, exactly right. And earlier, and this was on the Fox News channel, where they were talking to the person who's in charge of the decision desk, basically, it seemed like there was a lot of sort of pushing back and forth between the anchors and the decision desk person, who was, you know, really trying to, you know, it just seemed like he was really having to work for it in order to say, no, you know, we're in the right here to call this, and there's, you know, there's the president just can't make it here, and this kind of thing. It seemed like it was, you had to really sort of twist yourself into a pretzel in order to do it, because other news networks are not calling Arizona at this point. And I think that's very, very interesting. But again, as we move through the night, and I agree with Bill, what he mentioned about the president. President just saying everything just got called off. It's like, whoops, put on the brakes. Because why? That's a great question.
Well, we stand at 238 electoral votes for Joe Biden and 213 for President Donald Trump. That's where we stand right now. But we have Georgia sitting there, plus 120,000 votes. Right now, that would bring him up the 16 electoral votes there to 229. That is close enough right now, with enough votes have been counted, 93% of the vote in. And I just don't see, with 2.6% advantage to Donald Trump, that many votes in the coffer that he could possibly lose by. And then you've got North Carolina. Here we go again. In North Carolina, 130,000 plurality, Donald Trump. If he gets the 15 votes there, that brings him up to 240. 44. Suddenly he's ahead of Joe Biden. Then you've got Michigan. This is very interesting. Michigan is not even close. He's ahead by 315,000 votes in Michigan, with 71% of the votes in, 53.4% to 45%. That's 8.4% advantage. And that would bring him up to 260. All he needs from there is 10, right?
That's right.
That takes us to Wisconsin. Here we are in Wisconsin, where he's up by some 83,000 votes right now. That would give him 270. He would be the winner in the clubhouse. Now, Nevada obviously is leaning towards Joe Biden right now by about 29,000 votes, but that's still too close to call, in my opinion. That's just me. And then, of course, you've got Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is 20 votes, and the president is up by 690,000 votes, and the plurality there is 13.4%.
Yes. See, this is all very, very interesting because, again, I think earlier yesterday, Captain, you know, we started hearing the Biden campaign talk about all their, you know, their funky paths in order to get to 270 if they lost places like Florida and Texas and so on. And of course, but the president himself has a path, which you just sort of pointed out there, without Pennsylvania. And so, again, sending the vote counters home and so forth, it just seems to be a great disservice to the American people.
And Joe Biden isn't even in close in the states I told you about, except for Nevada.
Exactly.
So therefore, we have a path for victory. No, you don't.
No, they don't. And again, that whole thing of going out and talking to the parking lot of cars was simply a posturing in order to try to make it look like, okay, I'm on the path, it's all going to be fine, this kind of thing, because that way any legitimate challenges from President Trump, they can try to make it look like, oh, Trump is just trying to, he's desperate, he's trying to find votes. But in reality, it's the Democrats who want to go find votes in Pennsylvania.
All right, we have a question from Louise. Louise is in Tampa. She is saying, regarding the vote counters who went home, who's watching the building to make sure nothing comes in and nothing goes out? How about a citizens group going to the location protecting the building? How about the Army National Guard, etc.? This is a national security event. What can AG Barr do? I hate to suggest the FBI, but I'm outraged by this brazen attempt to steal this election. Help. Well, you're right. And, Bill, we talked about this. Who is watching this? It's supposed to be, I believe, the sheriff.
Well, I tell you what, everything's on the table right now in terms of what's happening and what's going on. The question is, how much is this a coordinated attack? Mm-hmm. How much is this is a wider conspiracy? I tell you what, I am just absolutely stunned at what I've been seeing. And I got to tell you, for the audience that's with us, I'm having flashbacks right now because this is the playbook of Bush versus Gore in 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that the argument went on for 37 days mm-hmm. before what happened? The Supreme Court had to step in and to stop the action. So mm-hmm. I want to tell you, it is not unprecedented for the Supreme Court, once this petition is filed in just a few hours, mm-hmm. To halt this election. This is nothing new for the Supreme Court. And again, what a godsend it is that Amy Coney Barrett is now on that court. It's not a 4-4 tie in philosophy and ideologies that Amy Coney Barrett is on the court. But I tell you what, by the time America starts waking up tomorrow morning, this is going to be a very, very stunning event, especially to conservatives, because the robbery is in progress.
Well, yeah, and Kyle, your thoughts on this before we go to break?
No, I think Bill is right. You know, I think that what we're seeing tonight is almost a funnel to try to get everything to flow into Pennsylvania so that they can mount those challenges. And this may have been part of the Biden strategy really from the beginning, in the sense that they knew that they were going to be behind, and that they wanted to get it into this kind of a thing in order to fight it out and try to win it that way. And try to, and because even going to the parking lot and talking to the people was based on the idea that Al Gore had stepped back from this, from going out and making a statement early on in 2000, and they felt that that put him at a disadvantage. So they are very, very focused on that kind of strategy.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point you bring up about Al Gore, because I remember watching that on television. I remember what you said is exactly correct. And, of course, that was a farce, because when you saw them sitting there trying to figure out which Chad was this and what was that, I wasn't in Florida at that time, but I was in Florida for the next election.
Oh, I was. I was on the Hillsborough County Committee with the first look at the Chad, so we'll talk about that next hour.
Okay, next segment we're going to be doing a Trucker's Highway and Bible Report, because we got to take a look at the weather and take care of our brothers on the highway out there, Kyle. So, and of course, we got a little bit to talk about, not a lot, and we'll have a lot more to address as we move along after we get the weather out of the way and the highway and byway report for the truckers out there, which is pretty good tonight. And I hear the music coming up in my ears. So, Kyle, I'm going to put you on hold. You hang on there. And, Bill, we're going to have you over here. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're fixing to come right back right after all the good stuff we got going on. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's Donna Fiducia, our pal up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and we thank her very much for doing that. Now, this is time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to me talk about them on the Radidio, and guess what? You'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and you might want to consider joining the Drivers Club, too, if you haven't already done that, because you'll get points for buying stuff in the restaurant, points for buying stuff in the store, and points for getting your fuel there, too, and you'll be able to use them for discounts or for some great gifts in the Drivers Club as well. All right, we're going to go rooster cruising.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. It goes like this. Come on, baby. Quarter cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair of right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. like a man. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's a little Ray Carlisle there, going back to 1979, and he's a rooster cruising out there. And bring Kyle Warren back into the mix here, because Kyle, you were tapping away there, weren't you?
Absolutely, that's one of my favorites. Yeah,
yeah, you were rooster cruising, I know. Okay. All right, well, let me read the weather statement here, and then we'll get into you with what's going on out west. A ridge of high pressure building across the contiguous U.S. Will promote dry and quiet weather through at least midweek, with the only exception being in the northwest. There is a storm coming aboard, and a pair of cold fronts is moving across the region right now. It'll support areas of showers and high elevation snow above 7,000 feet. Now, there's a marginal threat for heavy rainfall for coastal Washington and the lee shores of the northern Cascades through Wednesday. Now, that's up the Hood River Valley and up there up at the top of the Rocks. So take it away, Kyle. What's going on there by you?
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. Up in the Pacific Northwest, we're still seeing that rain in Seattle, also rain in Portland right now. That's going to persist here for the next few days or so. And we are having a system come in. And that brings us over towards Montana, where we do have a high wind warning and also a winter storm watch. This is going to be northwest of Great Falls and north of Helena, Montana. And, of course, this is also going to be encompassing areas, west and north of Great Falls.
Yeah, you know where that is. That's right smack dab in the middle of the Crow Indian Reservation.
Yes, exactly right.
Yep. That's where 90 and 94 come together.
Exactly. And right now in Great Falls, it's 56 degrees. They're looking at 65 for Wednesday. Saturday, maybe some rain, and then snow coming in perhaps towards the end of the weekend in that area. So, again, that's part of that system that's coming in. Then over in Reno, Nevada, our friends in Reno are going to be looking at a fire weather watch right now, Captain. They're looking at 75 degrees as well, even here during November. And then in Central California, of course, air quality alert that's staying there for quite some time because of the wildfires in California. But overall, down in the southwest, in Arizona and Tucson, they're looking at 89 degrees, Phoenix at 91. And so, again, we're going to continue with some of those warm temperatures here and maybe looking for a cool down hopefully soon. But nothing much else popping up on the maps tonight, Captain.
Well, got South Dakota, the middle of South Dakota, towards the top up there by North Dakota. You got a little bit of fire weather threat advisory in there. Got some wind in Georgia, central part of Georgia. If you're going up I-75, you're going to find, if you're coming across I-20 east-west, you're going to run into a little bit of a breeze up in there. And that's about it. I don't see anything else to bother you anywhere along the line, except for a little bit of coastal flooding from about Daytona on down to, Fort Pierce. So you got a little coastal flooding there, and that's it. Other than that, everything's looking really good. Okay, folks, in case you've been sleeping under a rock and you haven't been paying attention, right now the presidential election is literally in limbo. We are waiting for the next phase. It's probably going to be, according to the president, a bunch of lawsuits and a challenge with the U.S. Supreme Court. And I'm going to bring Bill Bunkley into this. Right now, Bill, we've got 238 electoral votes for the challenger, Vice President Joe Biden, 213 for Trump. And Biden came out with a press conference and said he felt really good that they had a really good chance of winning. He felt really good. No, they don't.
Well, let me tell you.
Wait a minute. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, what has happened is, and we've been calling this all night, that there was this tremendous delay in calling Florida. And Trump was on the march. I mean, he was on the march. You can go back and listen to our comments. The
yep.
red wave is coming. It's coming. And then everything stopped.
Yep.
Like a coordinated effort.
Sure did.
And it waited until California came in at 11 o'clock, those states on the West Coast. And guess what? They called those in a matter of minutes. Then I called Florida. This is why it's important. I called Florida at about, 8:23, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Florida wasn't called until just a minute or two after the West Coast was called. So that does happen sometimes. They don't want to, mess up the vote of those that would say, well, no sense voting in California because Trump's won.
Mm-hmm.
But now we understand that this, from the president, and I quote, said, the fight is on. Well, that's my quote. And this is fraud to the American public. Now, here's what the next, our narrative has just changed. Instead of looking forward to where we're going to get the next votes tomorrow morning, I can assure you Jay Sekulow, the president's counselor,
yep,
someone who's very experienced before the United States Supreme Court, as well as Rudy Giuliani, who's also, they're like the co-counsels for the president.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Sekulow will have their complaint ready to go to the Supreme Court soon after sunrise. They're going to ask for the vote to be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in line. I remember it very clearly. I was involved in Bush versus Gore, 37 days into it. I was getting ready to sit down. CNN had their cameras on us in Hillsborough County. I was with the first team of Republicans in Hillsborough County to see what the, how this game, how the ground rules were going to be doing to hold these chads up.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court stopped it on day 37. Just before we were going to sit down, and they said, it's over. They called the election for Governor Bush. Essentially, to our audience that's listening, that's what Trump, Team Trump, is going to be asking for the Supreme Court to do tomorrow morning.
Is this going to take that long, though, to take care of? Are we looking at 37 days again?
Well, the drama is at its peak.
Yeah.
Because it depends what the majority on the Supreme Court think about this. Now, in theory, of course, Judge Roberts is also the wild card, but there's been a discussion that there's a 6-3, sort of a conservative bent.
Yeah.
And this is not conservative or liberal. This is protecting the vote that is in.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to wait and see, and it's going to be very interesting to see what Roberts has to say and how he votes. But I tell you what, we couldn't be in any more high drama than the free world is now going to be looking at the United States, wondering what's going to happen next.
We have another story in the offing here, Kyle. Right now, the Republicans are only trailing the Democrats in the House of Representatives by 8 seats, 179 to 171. They've been steadily moving up the ladder here. The Democrats need 4 seats for a majority. I don't know what's going on here, but I've not been paying attention to the House of Representatives, but all of a sudden, they're 8 seats apart.
Republicans have picked up 3 seats so far, and because a lot of this tabulation has been frozen, that's going to carry over to tomorrow. I'm going to tell you, the president, in my words, has declared war, legal war, and we are in somewhat charted but uncharted territory. And as I just said, Americans waking up tomorrow, conservatives,
all right,
evangelicals, they're going to be stunned.
All right, we got to take a break because we're coming up here 30 seconds to the top of the hour, and the news and your stations get to identify themselves and all that good stuff along the network. You are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. What a night this is. What a night. What a night. We'll be back with a lot more. Bill Bunkley is here with us, as well as Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.